By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا حبیب اللہ الصلاۃ والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک واصحابک یا نور اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ ماشاء اللہ عز و جل a very beautiful morning الحمدللہ عز و جل now ماشاء اللہ عز و جل welcome back to our program full of good topics and inshallah عز و جل some brilliant segments that we have our daily segment of daily reminder hadith we're going to get Kaniz Fatima in today الحمدللہ عز و جل so we're going to be watching a little video of Kaniz Fatima and then inshallah عز و جل a very important topic and to be honest with you today's topic is like a reminder for everyone that as Muslims what is our duty and as a human what is going to happen to us and then what we need to do as Muslims so inshallah azza wa jalla stay tuned don't go anywhere apart from your kitchen to get that cup of tea inshallah azza wa jalla drink it and watch this program and be part of the program as well and hopefully inshallah azza wa jalla we're going to learn a lot of things not only learning a few things but also making the intention to pass whatever we learn today to other people as well, inshallah azza wa jalla. So without any delay, let's start our Rise and Shine program with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Qur'an. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon. شیطان مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا وَاجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامَ
اور یاد کرو جب ابراہیم نے عرض کی اے میرے رب اس شہر کو امان والا کر دے اور مجھے اور میرے بیٹوں کو بتوں کے پوجنے سے بچا
رب انہن اضلل کثیرا من الناس فمن تبعنی فانہ منی ومن عصانی فانک غفور رحیم
اے میرے رب بے شک بتوں نے بہت لوگ بہکا دیے تو جس نے میرا ساتھ دیا وہ تو میرا ہے اور جس نے میرا کہا نہ مانا تو بے شک تو بخشنے والا مہربان ہے
ربنا انی اسکنت من ذریتی بواد غیر ذی زرع عند بیتک المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون
اے میرے رب میں نے اپنی کچھ اولاد ایک نالے میں بسائی جس میں کھیتی نہیں ہوتی تیرے حرمت والے گھر کے پاس اے ہمارے رب اس لیے کہ وہ نماز قائم رکھیں تو لوگوں کے کچھ دل ان کی طرف مائل کر دے اور انہیں کچھ پھل کھانے کو دے شاید وہ احسان مانے
ربنا انك تعلم ما نخفي وما نعلن وما يخفى على الله من شيء في الارض ولا في السماء
ہمارے رب، تو جانتا ہے جو ہم چھپاتے ہیں اور جو ظاہر کرتے، اور اللہ پر کچھ چھپا نہیں زمین میں نہ آسمان میں۔
الحمد للہ الذی وہب لی علی الکبر اسماعیل و اسحاق ان ربی لسمیع الدعاء۔
سب خوبیاں اللہ کو جس نے مجھے بڑھاپے میں اسماعیل و اسحاق دیے، بے شک میرا رب دعا سننے والا ہے۔
رب اجعلنی مقیم الصلاۃ ومن ذریتی ربنا وتقبل دعاء۔
اے میرے رب، مجھے نماز کا قائم کرنے والا رکھ، اور کچھ میری اولاد کو، اے ہمارے رب، اور میری دعا سن لے۔
ربنا اغفر لی ولوالدی وللمؤمنین یوم یقوم الحساب۔
اے ہمارے رب، مجھے بخش دے اور میرے ماں باپ کو اور سب مسلمانوں کو جس دن حساب قائم ہوگا۔
ولا تحسبن اللہ غافلا عما یعمل الظالمون انما یؤخرهم لیوم تشخص فیہ الابصار۔
اور ہرگز اللہ کو بے خبر نہ جاننا، ظالموں کے کام سے انہیں ڈھیل نہیں دے رہا ہے مگر ایسے دن کے لیے جس میں آنکھیں کھلی کی کھلی رہ جائیں گی۔
مهطعين مقنعي رؤوسهم لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم وأفئدتهم هواء۔
بے تحاشا دوڑتے نکلیں گے اپنے سر اٹھائے ہوئے کہ ان کی پلک ان کی طرف لوٹتی نہیں، اور ان کے دلوں میں کچھ سکت یعنی طاقت نہ ہوگی۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وآلہ وسلم۔ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، سورہ ابراہیم، بیوٹیفل ورسز آف سورۃ الابراہیم، اینڈ نو ڈاؤٹ ماشاءاللہ عزوجل، یو نو، اے ویری بیوٹیفل وے دی تلاوت ہیز بین ڈن ایز ویل، اٹس ریئلی سودنگ۔ مے اللہ تعالی گیو می اینڈ آل اوف اس دی ابیلٹی ٹو ریڈ دی قران، ٹو انڈرسٹینڈ دی قران، اینڈ ٹو پاس آن دی میسج آف دی قران ٹو ادر پیپل ایز ویل۔ یو نو، دس از واٹ وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو۔ وی نیڈ ٹو پروو اٹ ٹو دی ورلڈ دیٹ ایز مسلمز وی ہیو لو for the Quran. Now, how can we have that love for the Quran? It is when we, the time to recite the Quran, we need to make time. There's no such thing that I might get the time. No, we need to understand that we need to make time. You know, try to force yourself. Just like I keep mentioning that, you know, sometimes we force ourselves to do other things. In the same way, we need to force ourselves to read the Quran. You know, sometimes people say, I don't enjoy reading the Quran. You don't have to enjoy the Quran. Just read it. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you'll start to enjoy it as well. Just like someone says, I don't enjoy offering my salah. We can't say to him that, all right, when you start enjoying it, then start. No, you've got to be offering your 5 times salah. In the same way, you have to read the Quran, because the Quran is guidance. If you don't read the Quran, how are we going to be guided? How are we going to understand what the real life, what the purpose of life is? And the way we need to understand is that the Quran is our guide. Quran is going to guide us on the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. So inshallah Azza wa Jal, I hope we can try to convince ourselves and inshallah Azza wa Jal learn about our beautiful deen. Alhamdulillah, we've got the beautiful kalam. So let's listen to the kalam, and then inshallah Azza wa Jal, I'll tell you what topic we are going to be talking about by telling you a story as well. So let's listen to the beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔
نہ کوئی آپ جیسا تھا، نہ کوئی آپ جیسا ہے، کوئی یوسف سے پوچھے مصطفیٰ کا حسن کیسا ہے۔ اے جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا، آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے،
جلوائے جانانا
آقا
تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا
پروانہ
تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا گر پڑ کے یہاں پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانانا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
جلوائے جانانا اے جلوائے جانانا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے دانا ہے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی ہاں پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا
ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ راہِ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا،
اے جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا۔ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ، وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ، وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ۔ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ، اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ۔
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا۔
سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری، تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ، تا حشر رہے روشن، ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ۔
آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے، عالم تیرا پروانہ، تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا،
جلوائے جانانا، اے جلوائے جانانا۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم۔ MashaAllah عز و جل, a very beautiful kalam. I want to tell you a story. I think I mentioned this before. Once a murid, a disciple of Sayyidina Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he went on Hajj, and after a few months, because at that time obviously people would walk it or they will go on a camel or a horse, and when that person came back after a few months, Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi met up with him and he said that, where have you been? I haven't seen you for so long. And the person, he says that, Ya Sayyidi, I went for Hajj. So Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said to him, MashaAllah. So he asked him that when he left home, what was his intention before going for Hajj? And he says that, Ya Sayyidi, I went for Hajj. That's the only intention I had. And he goes, okay. What was your feeling when you were going on the way to Hajj and you landed in Makkah? And when you were in Makkah, you entered this beautiful city that Allah Ta'ala swears an oath in the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, he swears an oath in the name of Makkah. You know why? Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was buried. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. Why? Because, O Messenger, because you were born here. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi asked him that when you entered Makkah, what was your feeling? He goes, not much, not really, nothing, to be honest with you, because I just went for Hajj. So Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi goes, oh, when you went inside Masjidul Haram, the first time you've seen this beautiful masjid that Allah Ta'ala talks about inside the glorious Quran, and that is where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam started his mi'raj. You saw the beautiful Kaaba. When your eyes fell upon the Kaaba, what was your feeling? Again, he said that, nothing much. I just saw the Kaaba and I started doing my tawaf. So Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala asked him about each and every ibadat and place of, you know, blessing. And each time the person said that, Ya Sayyidi, I didn't have any special feelings or anything like that. I just went on Hajj. And Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala at the end said, my son, you didn't go for Hajj. You went for a holiday. Yeah. And we need to understand this journey of Hajj is a very, very sacred journey. We don't go for Hajj and Umrah just to go for a holiday, just to go and see what we can buy. You know, we go on Umrah and Hajj to gain blessings from the Haramain Tayyibain. We go and see the beautiful Kaaba. Now you are near the Kaaba. Allah Ta'ala's mercy descends onto this earth, and the first place is the Kaaba. And from there on to all the masajids around the world. So we are there, which is called the source of mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. You are there next to the Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. What is our feeling? Now, this was just a few words for those people who are going for Hajj and Umrah. I hope, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Allah Ta'ala make your journey a beautiful journey, a sacred journey, a blessed journey, a journey that could change us. Make dua for me as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Dear my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel and our viewers of Rise and Shine, if you've just joined us, then yes, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, we are watching Rise and Shine on this very beautiful morning. The topic that we're going to be talking about is having long hopes. Lambi umide rakhna, having long hopes. Why we shouldn't be having long hopes? What is the detrimental effect of having long hopes? And as Muslims, what are we commanded to do? Let me just mention to you a very beautiful story. And this story has been mentioned in the beautiful book of Uyunul Hikayat. Uyunul Hikayat on page number 348. He says that a king that lived in Basra, the king of Basra, he left his kingdom to spend time in the worship of Allah, to spend time in zuhud and taqwa, you know, to make himself pious. And then after a while, he came back to his lifestyle again. And now he was totally drowned in the love of this dunya, and also, you know, started to, you know, daydream, as we say, started to have long hopes. I'm going to have this, I'm going to have that. So he ordered himself, the servants, that they make a grand palace for him. Bahut bada ek mahal tayar kare, they make a grand palace for him. And the day the grand palace was made, the king was so happy that I'm going to live in my grand palace. And he invited a lot of other ministers and other courteous people and sat with them and said to them, enjoy your stay in this palace. And then he said, he ordered music and other lahwa la'ib and other bad things as well. And he says that he was so engrossed in that, he says to his ministers that the same way that I have built this palace for myself, I want you to build and give me ideas how I can build a grand palace for my children. Yeah, for my children, how I can build a palace for them as well. And the ministers, they started to stay with the king for a few days. They would give him ideas and they would give him their own version how the palace should be looking like. One night when they were in this mode of ma'azallah, listening to music and chatting away, and they heard a voice from the unseen. Oh, those people who have forgotten their death and are dancing away and are thinking of long hopes, death has already been written for you. Those people, even if you smile, even if you laugh, death is still going to come to you. And death has already been prepared for you, and it will definitely come to you. Rather than making palaces and homes for yourself, do ibadat, enjoy the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, and ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And when the king heard this voice, he turned around towards his ministers and he says, did you hear what I hear as well? And everyone, they said, yes, we did. And they were all so scared of this voice. And the king, he says that no doubt, you know, this is a sign for us that we need to change ourselves. And the king, he started doing tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he says, my Rabb Azza wa Jal, I swear that you are the most merciful. Ya Allah, I was lost in the love of this world. I was lost in the long hopes of this world. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful. As long as I live in this world, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, let me live in your ibadat, in your obedience. And Ya Allah, if you have already decided for me to leave this world, then Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, be pleased with me and give me the ability to do tawbah. And he says, the king stayed in this condition and he felt that his chest was getting heavier and heavier. And then he turned around to his ministers and he said, maybe this is a sign that I am going to leave this world. And as he was doing tawbah, he was saying these words, his soul departed his body and he died whilst doing tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, sometimes what happens to us as well. Now there's a beautiful poem that Amir al-Sunnat has written. Khudaya bure khatime se bachana, padhun kalima jab nikle dam ya ilahi, gunahun ki aadat badi ja rahi hai, karam ya ilahi, karam ya ilahi. We need to understand that lambi umeedain, long hopes, is the root of every evil, root of every sin. Why? Because you think that nothing's going to happen, yeah? We'll offer salah when we get old, we'll do this when we do this, when we'll open another business, then I'll start thinking about coming to the masjid. I'm still busy at my job, yeah? And the thing is, what happens is we're all in these long hopes, and then death knocks on the door and takes our soul away. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, أَوَّلُ فَسَادِهَا الْبُخْلُ وَالْأَمَلُ. Yani is ummat ka pehla fasad bukhl aur lambi umeed hai. That the first corrupt that will correct their mind and heart is long hopes and bukhl, you know, stinginess. So again, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he says that the Muslims, when they commit a sin, the root and the starting of every evil are two things. Stinginess is the root of fitna, of bloodshed. Why? Because if a person, let me give you an example. Two brothers, they grew up, their father passed away, and now their wealth was being distributed amongst them. And one brother said that, no, I'm not going to give you anything, this is mine. Now what happens is, because of stinginess, he's not giving the wealth that is due to his brother. Then what happens? Bloodshed. That brother, he wants his share. And if he doesn't get his share, you know, he uses force on his brother. And that is the root of every evil. And the second thing is, long hopes is the root of sins and also heedlessness. He doesn't think. And this is what we are sadly drowned in. We are drowned in heedlessness. Hame ghaflat mein. We don't understand what the true reality is. We don't understand as a Muslim what we need to do. And because of this, it says a person will be in this state that the death will approach him and death will take him away. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has told us. And some of the time, you know, a person, you know, he becomes, you know, ungrateful. Allah Ta'ala se bekhof ho jata hai. Allah Ta'ala ke gunahon mein daler ho jata hai. He becomes so evil that he doesn't even think of the consequences of committing sins. And there comes a stage when that person will lose all hope in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he will start to commit sins. He will start to think of long life. You know, as they say, now we don't even know when we are going to be passing away from this world. Koi pata nahi hai. But we've got preparations for so many things. I'm going to do this when I'm 20, I'm going to do this. When I'm 30, I'm going to do this. Jab 40 saal ka hoga, I'm going to do this. When I'm 50, I'll do this. When I retire, I'm going to go do this. And then in the last stage of my life, I'll start to do tawbah. But are we ever going to be staying alive to do tawbah as well? And that's why we need to understand that when we do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to understand that this tawbah could be my last tawbah of my life. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the inside the glorious Quran the bad effects of long hopes. Dharhum ya'kulu wa yatamatta'u wa yulhihimul amalu fasawfa ya'lamun. Tarjamah Kanzul Iman. Unhe choro ke khaen aur bartein aur umheed unhe khel mein dale to ab jana chahte hain. Allah Ta'ala, he says that leave these people. Mufti Naimuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala li, he comments on this verse. Isme tanbih hai, it's a warning that your long hopes, don't be indulged in long hopes, because long hopes, they will give you a sense of satisfaction in the life of this world. And then a Muslim will turn away from the deen. Sayyiduna Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, he says, lambi umide akhirat ko bulati hain. You know, you forget about the hereafter when you start to think of long hopes. Aur khwahishat ka ittiba haq se rokta hai. And then when you start to follow your desires, that will stop you from the straight path, from accepting the truth as well. And this is what we are doing today. You know, our long hopes, you know, I'm going to have one business, I'm going to open this one, abhi jo maine warehouse khola, I need to make this bigger. You know, we start to think of that and then we drift away from the deen. Because obviously, when you are going to be working really hard to open up your business or whatever subject that you are studying, you want to be getting a degree for that subject, then you will not think of the deen. You'll always start to think of the dunya most of the time. And we need to understand that if we start to live our life according to where we are living now, then we will have to regret it later on. And as they say, this king was lucky. Ye jo badshah tha, he was lucky. Why? Because he had the opportunity to do tawbah. But there are many people who don't get the opportunity to do tawbah. Mauka hi nahi milna janab. You know, we're busy with our jobs. Now, if you ask yourself, if you've got children at home, Bali ke bache aapke, you know, they are living in your home. Do they wake up for Fajr namaz? Where, you know, if they are boys, agar ladke hain, where do they read their namaz? At home? Why can we not go to the masjid and offer our salah? It's not there. It's because our priorities are different. Our priority is not the deen. Our priority, ma'azallah, is the dunya. Let's earn the dunya, let's earn the dunya. Paisa kamao, namaz badi padi kinsa. Ma'azallah, I've heard people even say that. Ji, I've heard people say that. Kam karo jala budde ho sa, namazan padsa. Then we'll go and we'll offer our salam. How many people, I guarantee you go to the graveyard, jayin kabristan mein, and look at the graves that are in the kabristan. Majority of the grave, you'll see that they are less than 50 years old. Above 50, you get, you know, you're classed as an old person. Yeah. You'll see most of the graves, they are less than 50 years old. So all those people, if they had the same mentality that we're going to get old and then we're going to do ibadat, bude honge, to hum namaze padenge, ye karenge, to karenge. These people didn't get time. Inhe to mauka hi nahi mila. So do you think that that is a good thing? That is a good thought that we have in our mind, that we can do that as well. Let me mention to you three very beautiful and eye-opening hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, six things will waste your good deeds, will waste your amal, your work. Number one, makhlooq e uyub ke toh mein lage rehna. You know, looking or waiting for people to make mistakes and you're always waiting for them. Yeah, let me see. Ye karat hai sina ek kam da fir main dasa. Let him do this and then I'll show him. So you're always waiting for someone to make a mistake. Number two, hard-heartedness. Dil ki sakhti. Number three, love of this world. Number four, immodesty. Number five, long hopes. And number six, had se zyada zulm. You know, you go beyond the boundaries and you do zulm. These six things, they will waste your amal. So someone who is in this kind of mindset that I can do whatever I want, no one can say anything to me. Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Shu'b al-Iman. You know, clever is the person who will make his nafs weak And then he does good actions for the life after death. Aur aajiz aur lachar wo hai. You know, weak is that person jo nafsani khwahishon ki pairvi kare. He's a weak person who follows his desires, who follows his nafs. Aur Allah se lambi umeedein rakhe. And then he hopes for long hopes as well with Allah Ta'ala. Yeah. Now this thing, akal man, you know, clever is that person. Now you ask yourself, are we clever today? Are we clever that we are preparing for our next here life, our afterlife, as they say? We are going to die one day. Wal ba'thi ba'dul maut. Allah Ta'ala will give us life after death. We are going to be brought back to life again. Yes, we are. Are we preparing for that life? And where are we going to start to prepare for that life? We prepare for that life in the dunya. You're not going to be inside the grave and say, Ya Allah, give me life and send me back to the world again. It's mentioned in the Quran as well. We'll regret it at that time. Ya Allah, send me back to the world. I promise you I'll do this. I promise you I'll do that. Third hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yeah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that I fear a few things for my ummah. Yeah, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned too that they will follow their desires and they will have long hopes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worried about this. That today we have so many long hopes. We want to do this, we want to do that. Even long hopes, even if you want to do good things, your life is gone, isn't it? So if I say here, and I've got this hope that inshallah when I get to work, I'll do this, I'm going to read the Quran. So even though, you know, we are making good intentions, time is still ticking by. Even if I say in December holidays, I'm going for Umrah. Yeah, I will go for Umrah. I've done something good. But time has ticked by, hasn't it? Time has passed by. The word time does not wait for anyone. Yeah, today we are waiting to become pious. Then I'll start my Salah. Time does not wait for anyone. And it says, long hopes, what do? Long hopes, they will make you miss your Salah. So many people, yes, you know, I'm talking to yourself. Tusana mein gal karna. Yes, long hopes. What have they done? They made our namaz qaza. Hum namaz qaza kar paate hain. We've got 20 years of qaza umri to read. 30 years of qaza umri. 40 saal ya qaza namazan paniyan. Have we started? Yeah, because we haven't started is because we are thinking of something else. Yeah, our thinking is about this dunya. Maal kis tarah kama, ye kara kis tarah, ye kara. Halanke, you know, when you buy a house, you want to, you know, finish the mortgage of the house as soon as possible. So what do people do? Is we get committees. Yeah, committee lagin banda, bane hai na committee. Yeah, we're going to get 10 grand, we'll pay off towards our mortgage. We'll get 15 grand, we'll pay off towards our loan. What about this loan that we owe back to Allah? This loan of qazai umri salah, we owe back to Allah. When are we going to start to offer this loan? And this loan doesn't need no money. This loan needs time. This loan needs you to take time and spend that in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then so many sins start to come into that. Another thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he mentioned about your evil desires, our desires. I wish to have this. I wish to eat that. Now, if someone desires to have a good flashy car, what is he going to do? He's not going to go to the masjid and read namaz. He's not going to go travel on the Madani Kafile. He's going to make sure that every minute of his life he spends earning money. Ya abda wo banda thoda kafile par jaasi jnab main ta bada makan ki na main ta Pakistan kothiyan bananiyan wo thoda becha. He's not going to go to the masjid. He's going to go and earn ways of how to earn money. He's not going to bother ma'azallah going to the masjid for fajr salah because that's not his priority. Maqsad ho nahi usna. Halanke our priority should be our deen. Theek hai, we get time, we'll work and we'll earn our halal money. Kehda banda jara hana rozi kamana nahi chahina. Everyone believes that we should earn halal money. But that halal money, why are we sacrificing our deen? Namazan kiya qaza karne hain deen maal duniya kamane waste. Why are we sacrificing our deen? Why are we sacrificing the time to read the Quran so that I can earn the wealth of this world? Inshallah, we're going to continue with this topic as well. We've got our beautiful daily reminder for today. Let's go towards our daily reminder. Sallu ala al-habib صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Regarding his honorable companions, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam explained, "Do not speak ill of my companions, because if any of you were to give charity the amount of gold equivalent to Mount Uhud, it would not be equivalent to a single mud or half a mud given by any of them." What words could adequately explain the rank of the companions who physically saw the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? What could be said of their amazing acts of worship? This hadith also teaches us to mention the honorable companions with nothing but good. They are never to be spoken about with belittling or disrespectful terms, not in the slightest. These are the specific individuals Allah chose to accompany His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. The companion superiority is founded on the fact that they accompanied the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and lived in the era of revelation. If any of us were to live for 1,000 years, spending our entire life obeying Allah and staying away from His disobedience, such that we become the greatest worshippers of our era, even then, all of our worships will not match a single moment spent in the company of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. I hope you're having your breakfast as well. Don't let me stop you eating from your breakfast, yeah? Enjoy your breakfast. At the same time, enjoy the program as well. And this is what life is about. You know, sometimes people say, you know, you can't enjoy life in Islam. Who says that? You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. You know, how can you enjoy your life? Do you have to enjoy your life following the shaitan? The shaitan is a negative thing. Why do we have to think negative or do negative to enjoy a negative life? Maza thoda koi. You know, someone says, I want to jump in the fire, I want to enjoy my life. Yeah, you can't. You're not going to jump in the fire, are you, and enjoy your life? Have a good life here. Have a good life in the hereafter as well. Offer your salah. You know, the creator who's created you, thank him. You've got 10 businesses, thank Allah, he'll give you another 10 more. Allah Ta'ala can give you more whatever he wants. Lekin, if you've got 10 businesses and you're not offering your salah, Allah Ta'ala will still might give you 10 more. Now these 10 more are not that, takyaina na main namazan padna, but I'm still very successful. That doesn't mean that you are successful. That means you are losing. Do not let your children and your wealth stop you from the zikr of Allah. And whoever does so, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلِ ذَٰلِكَ, whoever does so, is the loser. Khasir. You don't want to be a loser, do we? No way, man. I don't want to be a loser. So what do? I start to act upon my deen. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that long hopes stop you from doing good things. And he says, long hopes, when a person moves into long hopes, yeah, this is such a disease that people will fall into, and that's where most of the diseases will start to come as well. Now, there are 6 tests I want to mention to you. Long hopes will make a person heedlessness, and it will make him lazy. Why? Because I'm doing it for the dunya, I'm not doing it for the hereafter, am I? So I'm going to be becoming lazy. And this is why sometimes we don't accept the truth. If someone tells me, go and offer your salah, I can't accept that. I don't accept the truth. Why? Because that's not my priority. My priority is different. Now, what will happen if someone says, go and offer your salah? Yeah, I'll go. Read the Quran, I'll read the Quran. Do this, I'll do it in a bit. Main thodi der baad kar sa, main bayan mein kar sa. But that person, his mind is set now. Dimag pehle hi bani gaya. The mind is already set that this is not my priority. I'll do it when I get the time. So ma'azallah, when we are missing our salah deliberately, what are we saying? And then what will happen? A person will become weaker and weaker in iman, and then he'll start to become weaker and he'll waste his all good deeds as well. And, you know, when we become heedlessness, we become lazy, When we become lazy, we will not offer our salah, we will not try to do good things. And then the second thing, long hopes will make a person be'amal. Yeah, a person will not act upon things. Hazrat Dawood Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said such a beautiful thing. In Minhajul Abidin, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi quotes, the one who is scared of the plans of Allah, you know, that person, whatever is far, he'll think that is near. For example, my death, oh, that bada time hai. No. The person who has the fear of Allah, he'll think, no, I might be next. I might go tomorrow. Main kal mar jaasa, main parso mar jaasa. He's always in that fear. He's always in that mode where he's going to start to do good things. And then he says, and the person who has long hopes, that person will fall into the trap of the shaitan and he will become bi'amal. He will not act upon his deen. The third thing, long hopes will make you do good things, it'll make you hard. You know, because I've got long hopes, you know, for me to do good things is going to be harder and harder. Hazrat Yahya bin Mu'az, Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says, hopes of this world, it will cut every good things that a person will do. Greed and stinginess, it will stop a person from everything. Yeah, sabr, patience will guide you towards the good. Or nafse ammara, your nafs, your ego will call you towards bad and it will call you towards evilness. Yeah, so what will happen? Neki karna dushwar ho jata hai when you have long hopes. It becomes really hard. You want to do it, but it'll become hard. Why? Because your mind is set upon something else. The fourth thing, the fourth test, long hopes, they make you fall back in repenting in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. Your heart will become hard from committing these sins. I'll do tawbah today. I'll do tawbah later on. Chalo rati tawbah karsa. When Jummah comes, I'll do tawbah. When I go for Umrah, when I go for Hajj, Makkah jai tawbah karsa. When I go to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I'll stand near the Rozai Park and I'll do tawbah. But this person, he does not even know that if he's going to be alive the next second. And then what happens? The person thinks to himself, I can do tawbah whenever I want. And then what will happen? He will think, you see, it's up to me though, isn't it? So I can do tawbah tomorrow, I can do tawbah whenever I want. But it's not up to you. It is a mercy of Allah that you will do tawbah. And it is one of the biggest tests from Allah that a person will not do tawbah. The fifth thing, long hopes will make your heart become hard. And then to do good things, the jazba goes down. You know, like some people say, I can't, you know, I don't feel ease offering my salah. I don't feel no satisfaction. Quran panna, lekin dil nahi achna. Mehe karna, dil nahi achna. Why is that? Heart has gone hard. We need to cry in the court of Allah. Ro, cry in the court of Allah that, Ya Allah, please make me do tawbah. Ya Allah, please accept my tawbah. Or else what's going to happen? You know, you go to someone's house nowadays and you say, Yara, come to offer your salah. The first thing that these people might say is, yeah, just do dua for me. Do dua for me. Namaz padho, dua karo. Do we ever say, Subah kam hai bajao? No one say, dua karo. We don't need anyone to do dua for me. I'm the first one at work. I'm the last one to come back. You know, so why is it that when it comes to the dunya, we're always very ready. We're always trying to take on any trials and tribulations. I'm ready for it. But when it comes to the dunya, we're ready. When it comes to the deen, we've got problems. We've got trials and tribulations. Dil sakht hai, all these kind of things. Don't you think that is something to worry about? Do you think that it's time that we think to ourselves, what is happening to me? You know, when a person gets a heavy heart, dil sakhti hai and all that kind of stuff, dil para ho gaya, chhati pari ho gaya, what do you do? Now you start to fear, don't you? Oh, is it, you know, maybe am I having a heart attack? Am I having something else? Is my time up? You feel scared. We should be in that mode all the time. Not just when we feel our chest is getting heavier, not just when one of the veins stops, yeah? We stop breathing, we start to breathe heavily. Not only that is the time where we stop, we need to do tawbah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then a person becomes so heedlessness, he forgets the hereafter, he forgets that he's going to be brought back to life, he forgets that he's going to be standing in the court of Allah. The sixth thing, he says, long hopes makes a person heedlessness of his death. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he bought three sticks and he put them into the ground in front of him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so he put one in front of him, one he put a bit closer and the other he put it a bit further on. The Sahaba ikram, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, do you know what I'm doing? And the Sahaba ikram, they said, Ya Rasulullah, only Allah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, this stick is the person, the human. This stick here is your death. And that stick that I put farther away is your long hopes. He goes towards his long hopes. Yeah, he goes towards the third stick. Instead of him reaching to the third stick, the second stick, that is death, that approaches him. And so true, if we look at it into our lives today. Yeah, we go towards that. Death is still near me. I forget my death. Janab, I want to do this 10 years later. I want to do this 15 years later. I want to do that. But 1 year later, you're in the ground. That's what life is about. We need to understand. We need to think about our death. We need to think about this. Amir al-Sunnah, beautiful poems. Dil se ulfate dunya bil yaqeen nikal jati. Khar unke sehra ka dil mein gar utar jata. Lazmi hai har surat chodna gunahun ka. Bhai maut se pehle kaash tu sudhar jata. I wish you can change before your death. And that's what we need to do. We need to change before our death. And the sad thing is that this same mentality we are passing on to our children. The same mentality we are passing on to our next of kin. I am the father. I love this world. I love, you know, to enjoy the life of this world. I'm doing it for my children as well. Yeah. If I'm chilling out, I want my children to chill out as well. Main be namazi, they will become be-namazi because that's now it's not my priority. I'll make sure it doesn't make their priority as well. And yeah, people say that. I heard it from my own ear. This person was telling his son, go back to work. And I was old when I started offering my salah. So when you get old, you can start to offer your salah. Now go back to work and earn some money. Do you need enemies? Do we need enemies if we have people like that at home? And then ask yourself at home, have we ever done nasihat to our children? Have we ever said these kind of words to our children? You know, have we ever told our children, maybe we've told them, oh, namaz padhya karo. That's what people, namaz padhya karo, changi jeez. Abba, apu kyun padne, why don't you offer your salah yourself? It's sad though. When are we going to change? When are we going to realize that this life of this world is going to finish? Millionaires, billionaires, yeah, they've all left this world. Millionaires and billionaires have left this world. They had so many long hopes, but everything was finished. Everything was stopped. Everything was put to a stop. Why? Because these people, they lost themselves in this world. Inshallah as well, to discuss this topic, we'll come back because we have our daily hadith for today, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu an states that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ تَمَسَّكَ بِسُنَّتِي عِنْدَ فَسَادِ أُمَّتِي فَلَهُ أَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever holds firmly onto my sunnah at the time of corruption in my ummah, then for him is the reward of 100 martyrs. This hadith is mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih. What is the sharh, the commentary? The ulama have said that fasadi ummati, the time of corruption in my ummah, refers to the time when the sunnah is abandoned or there is a lack of amal upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as for the wordings, 100 martyrs, this indicates towards the fact that acting upon the sunnah at that time will be a great struggle, very difficult. But its reward will be immense. We know the reward of a martyr, subhanallah, before his blood, the drop of blood falls on the floor, he sees his place in Jannah. There are so many ahadith in regards to the fadail of a shaheed. But why does it say 100 martyrs in this hadith? The ulama state that the reason why the Prophet ﷺ said, أَجْرُ مِئَةِ شَهِيدٍ is because a shaheed, he goes through struggle, no doubt. great difficulty and hardship, and then he tastes martyrdom, but it's only once. As for the one who acts upon the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ at that time, he will have to go through difficulty again and again. If he keeps the beard, for example, uses the miswak sharif, grows his hair long in accordance to the sunnah, then people will look at him and they will say things about him. They will discourage him. They will dishearten him. So again and again, he's having to face this hardship. They are disheartening him. They are making him feel down. So this is why he will gain the reward of 100 martyrs, because time and time again, he has to struggle all his life until his last breath. He will hear people say wrong things about him. Oh, he's a religious person now. Oh, you're too young to keep a beard. Sometimes, ma'adullah, even the own relatives, parents, siblings are the ones to discourage. So this is why the reward of 100 martyrs has been promised for that person who acts upon the sunnah, who clings firmly to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ at the time of fasad, corruption, when people have left the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to cling on to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, if you've just joined us, then yes, you are watching our Rise and Shine program. Alhamdulillah Azawajal, we've just heard the beautiful hadith of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We're talking about long hopes today. What is long hopes? And I know sometimes, you know, we've had this topic many times, and it's a topic that needs to be discussed many, many times as well. It says that Hazrat Abu Zakariya Taimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he reports that one of the Umayyad Khalifa Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik was sat in Masjidul Haram when a stone was brought to him, and it was written something on that stone. Lihaza, he ordered for someone to come and read the inscription on that stone. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi came, and he read the scriptures on the stone. And it says, O children of Adam, if you have seen anything that is close to death, yeah, you will leave all the long hopes, and you will increase your amal, and you will make sure that you don't love this world. And if your feet slip, then you will have regret on the day of judgment. Yeah, your parosi, your neighbors, your family, they will bury you in the dark grave. They will take you away in the dark grave. Your parents, your relatives, they'll all go away from you. Your children will leave you, and you will not be able to return back to the world. You will not be able to increase your good deeds. Lehaza, hasrat aur nadamat tari hone se pehle, before you regret, do tawbah in the court of Allah and start to prepare for the next life. When Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik heard that, he started to cry. قبر میں میت اترنی ہے ضرور جیسی کرنی ویسی برنی ہے ضرور. Now, that inscription was not only for the people at that time. It was for us as well. You know, these kind of things, they are sometimes apparent, and they are sometimes shown to us so that we can change our lives. We can change for the better as well. And it says that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who inclines towards the dunya, he will have long hopes. Allah Ta'ala will make him blind towards the hisab of this world. And those people who do not have long hopes, those people who dumb down their hopes, who cut down on their long hopes, Allah Ta'ala will give them knowledge, and Allah Azza wa Jal will give guidance to that person. کچھ نیکیاں کما لے جلد آخرت بنا لے کوئی نہیں بھروسہ اے بھائی زندگی کا. There is no time that, you know, we think about. There's no time to waste. You know, as I say, there's no time to waste. Get on with it. That's exactly what we need to do in our lives. There is no time to waste. Just get on with it. Try to do good things. Try to do good actions. Try to read the Quran. Don't look at others. Don't look at others that are doing really good. Someone came up to me the other day and they said, oh, you know that guy? He's just bought a massive, you know, place in near his town. And he's going to, you know, open another business there. He's, you know, that guy's made it. He's done it, man. He's sorted. Yeah, but if I asked him, does he read namaz? No, he doesn't. So how is he sorted? How has he made, he's made his dunya better, but he's given up his akhirat for his dunya. So he's traded in his hereafter to make his dunya better. How long are you going to stay in the dunya? You're going to stay in the dunya 70, 80, 90, 100 years. How long are you going to stay in the hereafter? And then for the hereafter, there will be no death. So why are we spoiling our hereafter just for this dunya? Why are we putting in jeopardy our jannat, our paradise, our rizā of Allah just for the life of this world? Let's go towards Kaniz Fatima. Let's learn what Kaniz Fatima is going to be teaching us today as well. Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma inni as'aluka khayr al-mawlaji wa khayr al-makhraj.
Right, Carl, what was that?
I just shut the door. What else?
With such force?
Actually, the door slipped from my hand in a rush.
This kind of rush can also break the door. Make sure that you don't shut anything in a rush, whether it is a door or a cupboard, or drawer or cabinet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll be careful in future.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful. Mm. She strikes the wrong and does the right. Everyone loves her.
Raika! What are you doing?
Just drinking water.
Standing up?
What's wrong in it?
We should drink water sitting down.
But why?
Because it's sunnah to drink water sitting down.
Okay.
And also, Raika, whenever you drink water, you should do so by reciting Bismillah, looking in light, and in three sips.
Why in the light? You can drink water in the dark as well.
If you drink water in dark, and if there's any dust or dirt inside the glass, then that will also go down your belly, which can also make you ill.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
And look at the state of your room. It's all messed up. Your school bag's on the floor, and your shoes are not put away either. And you haven't even changed your uniform yet.
Actually, I was hungry and forgot about it in a rush. I'll tidy up everything in 2 minutes. Ouch!
Raika, be careful!
Oh, it hurts really bad.
You see, Raika, you got hurt by not cleaning your room and rushing through everything without any need. You need to learn from all this.
Inshallah, next time I'll be careful.
Come on, it's time for Zohar Salah now. We should go and get ready to offer Zohar Salah.
Sure, let's go.
Honestly, Raika, I don't know why this girl's always in a rush. Raika, what's wrong with you? You do everything in so much rush that you don't even know what's going around you. First, you shut the door in a rush. And then in a rush to eat, you started eating without cleaning or tidying up your room. Then again in a rush, you started drinking water standing up. And now you didn't shut the tap properly. And now look at this. Look, Raika, things don't happen properly when we rush through. And we can make many mistakes if we rush without any need. The Holy Prophet ﷺ has stated, rushing through is from Satan. We should make sure that we do everything with peace and calmness. Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh states that a believer is he who performs his tasks with reflection, calmness and seriousness.
Sure, sister. I'll not rush into things in future. Inshallah.
Come on, let's offer salah now. And make sure you offer it with peace and calmness. The summary of the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is that salah is with calmness.
Jazakillahu khairah. I'll be careful of these things in future.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Muhammad bin Ali Zahid, rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that I was in Kufa and to attend a funeral prayer. He says Dawood Ta'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was also in the funeral prayer. When people started to bury the deceased person, he says Dawood Ta'i rahmatullahi alayhi sat on one side. And I came up to him and I sat next to him as well. And he said, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, person who is scared of punishment, then something that is far will come close to him. And the one that has long hopes, his actions, his amal will decrease. Death will come close to him. And he says, oh my brother, remember, the thing that keeps you away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal is bad luck for you. Yeah, he says that the people of the world are like the people in the grave. Whatever they, goes out of their hands, they will regret on that. And whatever they send for the hereafter, they will be pleased with that. The only difference is the people in the grave regret. Yeah, what do they regret? They will regret, spending most of their time, trying to earn the world, trying to earn this, trying to earn that, trying to get this wealth, trying to get a better job, trying to educate ourselves so I can get a better job. These people, they will regret that. The people in the grave regret doing that. But people in the dunya, while they're still alive, they'll fight for that. They'll go to court cases. And I've seen a brother is doing a court case on his own brother. And they'll end up spending 80,000-90,000 pounds. In one instance, two brothers fighting each other. I want this, this is mine, this is my share. They were both went into court and they spent 70,000 pounds on the solicitor fees. And at the end, what did they decide? They'll decide, we'll settle it out of court. So why did you not settle it out of court before instead of wasting 70,000 pounds? 70,000 pounds could feed a family for nearly so many years in Pakistan. Yeah, and they've wasted that money. Why? Because they were fighting amongst one another. Allah Ta'ala give us true guidance and may Allah Ta'ala forgive our sins. We've got a little promo before we leave. Let's watch this promo and inshallah Azza wa Jal, then the last words of this topic, we will discuss them, what lessons we will learn, and inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll come to the end of our program. So let's just watch this small promo. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the one who gives sadaqah to seek the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that sadaqah will become shield in between him and hellfire. Viewers of Madari channel, Dawat Islami is an international organization operating. The main departments include Jamiatul Madina, Madrasatul Madina, Madari channel, and Darul Iftahil Sunnah. These departments require millions of rupees to operate. Do contribute and help spread the knowledge of Quran and Sunnah all over the world.
Dawat Islami UK Madani channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363450. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450. BIC LOYD GB21087. Your donation can be used for any permissible religious, reformatory, welfare, well-wishing, spiritual, and good purpose.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, within the last few minutes of our program, we heard about long hopes. What do we do now? How can we get away from these long hopes? How can we spend time in the ibadat, in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal? Well, we need to do a few things. First of all, we need to look ourselves. As they say, don't hide yourself. Don't hide yourself behind a curtain and say, it's all right, I'm all right. Just sit down and ask yourself. Same with me as well. I need to sit down. I need to ask myself as well, what am I doing? Am I doing the work for the hereafter or am I doing things for the dunya? If I'm doing it for the hereafter, then I should be punctual in my salah. I should be punctual in reading the Quran. If I haven't read the Quran, I need to worry about that. Why? because that means that I am not thinking about my hereafter. Because all of these actions, they remind you of your Rabb Azza wa Jal, your Salah, your Quran, they remind you of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now what we need to do, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we've got a very, very beautiful thing that we have. Our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's guidance is very, very, Alhamdulillah, useful to us as well. Now, muhabbat, dunya ki muhabbat ka ilaj. You know, how can we take the love out of ourselves? Number one is, you know, when you have something more better, the love of something else is taken out of your heart. When we start to think of the hereafter better than the dunya, the love of the dunya will go out of our hearts. You know, for example, I've got these biscuits. If I have another biscuits that are better than that, I'll probably start thinking about them and not them anymore. In the same way, when we start to think about the hereafter as being better than the dunya, we'll start to think about the hereafter, not the dunya. And then also make dua that, Ya Allah, change my behavior. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give me the tawfiq to do tawbah in your court. Give me the tawfiq, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, that I can change myself, that I can give time for the deen as well. Hamein humne deen ke liye bhi time dena hai. Dawat-e-Islami is a beautiful environment that Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal has guided people like myself. Millions of people have been guided in the mahal of Dawat-e-Islami. Why? Because all the time we keep on being reminding ourselves. Dawat-e-Islami brothers remind you. They will wake you for Fajr. They'll remind you of your duties towards Allah. They'll remind you of your duties towards your own family. Gee, they will say to you, have you been home? Have you done this? Have you done that? Have you done this? They will remind you of your duties at home. They will remind you of your duties as being a father, as being a mother. And inshallah, as you attend the weekly ijtimas of Dawat-e-Islami. Attend the Madani Kafilas of Dawat-e-Islami. Make your intention that I am definitely going to go on the Madani Kafile. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you to travel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Inshallah, stick to Dawat-e-Islami. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll learn a lot of things. And inshallah, we'll make our hereafter a better place. We've come to the end of our program. I'll be joining you same time, same place, but with a different topic, inshallah. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end. And the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.